Brexit. This morning, there are now 8 days to go before Britain leaves the European Union with no agreement on how to leave, no agreement from the EU to allow them more time, unless British MPs agree to a transition deal, which would leave them aligned to the EU until a long-term deal is reached. But they've already said no to that deal twice. If Britain leaves without an agreed transition, the border between the EU and the UK will be on this island and will mean big trade tariffs, lots of uncertainty for trades and services, and more. Last night, the British Prime Minister made a televised address from Downing Street and said it was time to deliver on Brexit and blamed MPs for failing to agree. Speaking to the BBC, Communities Minister James Brokenshire said Theresa May was appealing directly to the British public.
She's been straight with the public on saying that we need to not play games, not see the different subterfuges and things like that that we have experienced over the last number of weeks, to actually crystallise this down, make it real. The fact that we have a duty and a responsibility to give effect to that referendum and actually framing the choices and the consequences as well as a result of having this short period of time. That's what this is about.
That's James Brokenshire speaking to the BBC. Let's try and make some sense of it all with the help of our Europe editor, Tony Connolly. Morning again, Tony.
Good morning, Gavin.
Where are we this morning?
We are in Brussels waiting for EU leaders to come forward this afternoon to assess Theresa May's request for an extension. And of course, they will grant that extension, but with a very important condition. That is that they will give the extension if she can get the withdrawal agreement through the House of Commons next week. Now, member states have been working very hard on this in the past 48 hours, looking at how in detail they should explore this extension request and whether or not there should be a particular date around the extension. How far should it be extended to? Now, Theresa May has said June the 30th. The signals are that member states would prefer May the 23rd, which is right before the European Parliament elections. So it seems in all of this calculus about the extension, the European elections is becoming a major factor in terms of providing the EU some leverage to try and force the UK, force the House of Commons into finally adopting the withdrawal agreement. The EU has been silent so far as to what will happen next week if the deal doesn't succeed, but we can assume that there will be probably another emergency EU summit next Thursday, right before deadline, and then they will take a decision as to what to do. But obviously everybody wants to avoid no deal, but how they manage that situation has yet to be fully fleshed out.
Okay, we'll get to that in a moment. Let's stick with the benign scenario for the moment. If she brings this deal back to Parliament, and if MPs agree to it, what happens then?
Well, then the EU will have given her the option of an extension, and that extension will be offered today, but again, conditional on her getting the deal through the House of Commons next week. And that extension would be, in a sense, to allow the British government to pass the necessary legislation in order to facilitate the withdrawal. So that would be for a few weeks, up until whatever date the EU think is most appropriate, perhaps the 23rd of May. And that is the benign scenario, as you say, from an EU and Theresa May's point of view.
And from our point of view, Tony, it means nothing changes, yes?
If the withdrawal agreement is approved, nothing will change for the first 2 years because the transition will take effect. That's a standstill transition, so everything stays the same. The trade negotiations would start almost immediately. All of the other things that are agreed and are waiting to get underway would begin this quest for alternative arrangements to the backstop, looking at technology, all of the ways that Theresa May and the United Kingdom government have tried to agree to delay the backstop and so on, or make it not come into effect. All of those things would start. But that, of course, is entirely contingent on the withdrawal agreement getting passed by the House of Commons.
Stay with us, Tony. Let's speak to our Northern editor, Tommy Gorman. Morning, Tommy.
Morning, Gavin.
In order for this deal to be passed in Parliament, and we've been here before, Theresa May needs to overturn two historic defeats in Parliament, convince the DUP, a huge number of Conservative MPs, and possibly a large number of Labour MPs. Will she?
Well, I think what we saw last night was one more example of just how awkward, how inept a politician Theresa May is. You know, in football, the first thing you look for is the touch. Well, if you have a good touch, well, you have a chance. Well, there we saw the touch of Theresa May as a politician. The lack of political intelligence, the lack of emotional intelligence was so obvious last night. You know, she has tried so many times to accommodate the ERG and the DUP. And, you know, they've treated her with indifference. They've treated her with contempt in some respects at times. Some of them anyway. And what does she need at the moment? She desperately needs other MPs to come to her aid to try to get her the majority that has eluded her. And what does she do last night? She publicly humiliates every one of them. As a collective, she blames the Parliament. I think one of the things we have to bear in mind about her as well is she has said she will not lead her party into the next election. And I think the reason why she changed from a long extension to a short extension is some of her senior Tory ministers had said to her, we're not going into European elections because we'd get a tanking in those from the likes of Nigel Farage in European elections. And they've said we would resign rather than go into European elections, and that would trigger a leadership contest. That has influenced her change of mind in terms of the short extension rather than a long one. So what is she doing now? She has gambled one more time. She has insulted her MPs. I don't see a situation where they're going to turn. Now, things can turn very quickly in politics, but I don't see how that's going to change. And I think what she's facing into at the moment is a possibility that there will be a rebellion in her own party, that the Tories would prefer to go into a general election with a new leader rather than go into European elections with Theresa May.
If she doesn't get agreement next week, and there's no sign that she will, then what? Is this a giant game of chicken, essentially waiting to see what the EU will do next? Tony, I'll give that to you if that's okay.
Yeah, so next week then, if she doesn't get this deal through, then the EU will have to decide what to do next. Now, again, this is where you see the idea that they kind of weaponize the European Parliament elections. The EU could come together next Thursday and say, well, we can give you an extension because we don't want to have a no-deal situation in 24 hours' time. And that extension would be up until perhaps April the 11th. Now, the significance of that date is that the UK, if it's going to have to hold European elections, it has to notify the Electoral Commission and the authorities to start the whole process of having European elections. Now, that gives Theresa May, again, a bit of a weapon to try and cudgel the people in her party into voting for this deal, because clearly they would not want to have to go and start campaigning and raising funds for a European Parliament election, which nobody really wants except in extremis. Alternatively, they could say, well, we can have a deadline of this extension moved up to the 23rd of May, which is when the elections happen. But that causes problems because some member states, like Ireland, have been given extra seats. They would have passed legislation to facilitate those extra European Parliament seats. And if there's a question mark over whether or not those seats would be taken up by the UK or not, then that complicates things for member states. And that's what the European Council will want to avoid.
Let's hear from the British Foreign Secretary, Jeremy Hunt. He's been speaking in the past few minutes on BBC's Today programme. He says he doesn't know whether Theresa May's Brexit deal can be brought to Parliament next week.
We don't yet know whether we will be able to bring it to Parliament next week. But if we are in the same situation this time next week, then only a very limited list of things could happen. Parliament could vote to revoke Article 50, which is cancelling the Brexit process. I think that's highly unlikely.
That was Jeremy Hunt speaking to the BBC's Today programme. Tommy, you've spoken to us previously about how you believe that a sense of pragmatism was creeping into the DUP. Are they likely to change their minds next week?
I've also emphasised the cautious side to the DUP, and they're rarely the people who make the first move, who take the jump. The ERG must be delighted with them at the moment because they're their sleeping Rottweiler. And most of the ERG would like to see a situation where you get to a no-deal Brexit rather than one where their ideals aren't achieved. And as things stand at the moment, the ERG have the DUP in the perfect place. But there's a Hobson's choice situation coming for the DUP next week. Because if they get to a no-deal scenario and they facilitate it, they're likely to get a reaction from their very own electorate. I was interested listening to Jeremy Hunt there. He's very, very cunning character. He's a foreign minister and he's extremely ambitious. He sees himself as a future leader and he and others are positioning themselves. It's the old story, Gavin, of the row within the Tory party. The internal dynamics are what are dominating the Brexit agenda. I think there's another point worth making. If you try to avoid a no-deal scenario, if she doesn't get the numbers for her vote, then the other possibility is that somehow the Parliament comes together across the divisions, across the parties, to get a compromise. Now, normally that would be achieved with the assistance of the Leader of the Opposition. But the way Jeremy Corbyn has been behaving, it would have to be achieved in spite of him rather than because of him, because he is proving to be equally awkward and equally inept in this situation.
Tony, in brief, this time next week, do you see Britain leaving the European Union?
Certainly, by the end of the week, I think everyone is committed to avoiding a no-deal situation. The word from diplomats yesterday was we will do everything in our power to avoid a chaotic no-deal next Friday. So the calculation at the moment is trying to position everyone to the effect of making sure the withdrawal agreement gets voted through, whether that's by Theresa May next week, having been granted this extension, or whether it's the threat of having to sit and campaign for European elections, which becomes the big incentive in early April to get this thing through. But I would have to say that when people talked in the past year about an accidental no-deal crash out, these are the very conditions which are prevailing that could give rise to that kind of accidental crash out.
Tony Connolly and Tommy Gorman, thank you both very much. 8:25.